This week in your parents' basement, we're playing as the coolest cat that's ever been in the Oval Office. Originally from 1994, we're playing Socks the Cat Rocks the Hill by Kaneko and Second Dimension for the Super Nintendo. I'm Steve Greenwell, and with me is the man that loves playing the sax. It's Huell Hauser.
Portable nuclear missile launch code stolen. Socks is missing.
Yes, this is a surprisingly deep story-driven game. And our other co-host, he enjoys a fine cigar. It's Todd Brisket.
Fun fact about this game. The real Socks the Cat is no longer living.
Oh, no.
I don't know why that's a fun fact. That seems like a sad fact.
It's just simply a fact.
True. I mean, we all meet mortality at some point, so... you can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes and give us some stars. You can also join our Discord channel by going to ybbpodcast.com/Discord, where you can chat with all the sweet baby boys. And as always, please support the show by using our Amazon click-through link. You can find it right on the YBB homepage, ybbpodcast.com. This week's game is Socks the Cat Rocks the Hill. First scheduled for release in 1994, the game is a side-scrolling action game starring Socks the cat owned by the Clinton family of White House fame. He was the cat when Slick Willie was in the White House, and a year before, he was also in the governor's office. However, the game's original developer, Kaneko, went bankrupt before they could release the completed game. A couple prototype copies managed to survive and to get released on the internet and in the hands of collectors. In 2016, Second Dimension did a Kickstarter to release the game, and physical copies finally came out in February 2018. We decided to play this because it is Election Day tomorrow in America. So Huell, what did you think of this one?
Well, I can only hope our coverage of this game inspires people to go to the polls and vote for their candidates' favorite pets to get them into office.
Yes, just vote based on pets.
Yes, please. I hope the pet is on everyone's website, just so we know, mm-hmm. you know, what we're really dealing with here. I am shocked this was ever a game or almost a game. Like, what? What motivated someone to make a game out of the Clintons' pet cat, mm-hmm. and who gave them approval? Because I mean, do you need the Clintons' blessing for this? I mean, their likeness is everywhere.
No, the likeness, I read that Steve might know this one. The likeness is owned by an organization that does charity what? Work in the name of the cat.
Mm-hmm. So it's just Socks. Are the Clintons are never really mentioned? I guess right.
Right.
It's just cartoon.
No one is mentioned by name in this entire game. Nobody's mentioned by name
except Socks. I guess. Yeah. But it's so strange that they had to have at least given the okay for this to happen. Like, so wait, there's an organization that does charity in the name of a cat?
Yeah, you know, maybe I should have got that handy, that note handy.
The Presidential Socks Partnership.
Wow. Does that continue today? Is that still a thing?
You know,
should have got Donnie on the line.
Is there a Socks 5 by now?
Well, there is Socks, but okay. Well, anyway, this was one of those YPB lore games, like a game that's come up a lot just because it's so.
Oh yeah, this is the game that was made for Steve.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. as for the game itself, this is just a very standard platformer. I don't know how accurate the copy we got is, like how much was left up to whoever finally released it or whatever we played. But I mean, your socks, yeah. you're fighting rats and weird bandits that throw bombs. It's kind of sluggish. You're jumping around. I'm not really sure what the goal is here, but
I mean, the goal of the game is to beat the bad guys and beat the thieves and get the nuclear codes back.
The nuclear codes back, right? Okay. There are a lot of them. Some of them are humans. Some of them are rats.
And the rats are the same size as the humans.
Not really sure how that works.
Yes.
Yeah. Is Socks really tiny? Are these rats gigantic? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So is you basically have a jump and an attack button. I mean, even though it's at the, I don't know what else to say.
Well, there's a few attacks you can do in here. You can swipe with your paw, your meaty paw.
Uh-huh.
You can pick up a piece of cheese and throw it at the rat enemies.
Yeah, can you select
a ball of yarn?
That? Yeah.
No. You can't select it.
Yeah, whenever you walk over cheese, you get it as a projectile. But it's not like you can save it. It's just whatever your next attack is, it seems like.
Right.
I guess I should have tried the other buttons. But
And there's also a butt stomp you can do.
Okay, that's always fun. And Steve, I'm very glad you told us that there was a double jump. Or about 30 seconds into this, I would have been stuck forever. So thank you for that tip. You can jump and then jump again to get to higher platforms.
Here's the thing. I then figured out it is not a double jump. What it really is in certain portions of the stage, on the ceiling, there is like a cargo
it's
rope
like
hanging down.
Curtains or something it looks like.
Yeah, it's like netting.
Okay.
You can kind of swing across it.
I got stuck on that part in the very first stage, and I almost gave up because I was like, I cannot make this jump. They put an impossible jump in the first stage. And finally, mm-hmm. I just like was getting frustrated, and I was just tapping the button a few times, seeing if that made me go higher, and suddenly I started floating across the top of the screen.
Spamming that jump button.
Yeah, apparently there is a... it's not a double jump. It's just like a swing.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like a swing. Like, even if those ropes aren't there, you can kind of do it. I didn't know if he was like bouncing off the wall, it kind of looked like. I mean, he's a cat. Mm-hmm. He's nimble. I'm not sure.
but I almost gave up at that point.
You did send us a message. Are you able to beat the first stage?
Yes.
That's what you asked us. And
yes.
it looks like you eventually did. So
I did.
I'm proud of you. Thank you. That's mm-hmm. excellent.
I beat the first two stages. Mm-hmm. And
well, does that mean you fought Ross Perot?
I did indeed fight Ross Perot.
He is
Perot.
At the end of the second stage.
And then at the
first?
First stage. And
that's
at the
right,
end of
right.
the second stage is Tricky Dick.
Yeah. Oh, he's they've resurrected him. Was he alive at this point? I didn't think so.
You know, I think
I don't know.
He died in like the 70s.
I think it's no, he didn't.
I thought he did.
No.
He took his own life after he was ousted. He died in 94, so he's probably alive at this point.
Yeah.
Yes.
He would have been alive during the development.
During development, yeah. So yeah. Who knows when this would have actually been released. That could have been...
But it's hard to say, you know, like you mentioned, what parts of this game were completed in 94 and which parts were finished later. Like, some of these later bosses are... They're so over the top in their references that I don't believe that they were created in 94.
Well, again, these people aren't named. They're just caricatures of
they're caricatures, but they're you know, large references to
very clearly.
I believe we can get into the bosses now since
sure.
we're on it. But
yeah, go ahead.
So we had Ross Perot. Yeah, Ross Perot in the first stage, and I guess he's swinging a cane at you. I don't remember that being
thing. It's very strange, but yeah.
And so all you have to do to beat these bosses is swipe them with your paw about 20 times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's not much else to do anyway.
Some of them let you repeatedly butt stomp on their head, and you just bounce off of them and butt stomp them immediately again. You just keep bouncing off their head and kill them that way.
And don't get hit by barrels also.
Yeah, don't get hit by barrels. Second boss is, as we said, is Tricky Dick Nixon. And what I read, and I didn't see it myself, what I read is that he throws Watergate tapes at you. I saw him shooting rockets from off screen at me.
Hmm. Okay. Maybe it's a two-stage boss.
He
throwing Watergate tapes.
I think he does throw tapes at you. Yes,
it's so weird.
Although it's I figured out that if you just you can just attack him quick, and you kind of have to attack him as you're dodging the rockets, and then he can't really throw anything at you.
But yeah, why that's why I didn't see any tapes.
Why would he have the tapes? He was recorded in secret.
No, he wasn't.
I thought that was the point.
No, he did the recording, didn't he? Hey, yeah, I'm no history major. This is not my jam.
He was recording
I'm more into the sciences, not the history.
Oh. Never mind. Please cut that scene.
Yeah.
Please take a note.
No, people need to know that you...
No, they don't.
That you don't know your U.S. history.
Only one specific president. I decided to dishonor his legacy and not learn anything about him.
Yeah,
you're going to be in real trouble when we play the Sox prequel game Checkers, which is all about the Nixon's dog.
Checkers.
Yes.
So you already know one more. So I don't know much history, but you already know one more animal of a celebrity politician than I do, because I only know of Sox the cat being the Clinton's cat because of advertisements in game magazines. That's the only reason I know of a single presidential animal.
Really?
Not even Bo?
Mm.
Bo?
The Obama's dog?
Bo-bama? Bo-bo-bama?
Bo-bo-bo-bama.
Bo-bo-bo-bama the dog?
Bo-bama the dog.
Oh. No, I had no idea there's a Bo-bama.
We gotta get Donnie on and figure out why he doesn't have a pet.
Yeah. Well, Pet probably won't have him, hello. Unfortunately.
YBB boys. It's your pal, Donnie.
There he is.
Todd, do you know the Clintons had a dog? Do you know his name?
Jizrag. I don't know.
What the hell?
Is that to compliment socks? Is that your...
I guess so.
Your
I don't
know. Yeah.
I'm going to guess gloves.
Gloves.
Yeah. Yeah, blue dress. Jeez.
Oh, my. Speaking of J-Rags.
Well, that's why I brought it up.
This is a family-friendly show here.
Oh, yes. Yes. So I'm looking. Wikipedia has an entire page, of course, about United States presidential pets. George Washington had an alarming amount of pets. Like,
well, he killed them for sport, right?
And food.
Yes. Food, of course.
He may have.
He didn't let those pets go to waste.
Every part.
By the way, so... all right, so he had three American foxhounds, and their names are really, really quite spectacular. Sweet Lips. Sweet Lips, Scentwell, and Vulcan.
Scentwell?
Yes.
It's because he smells good.
Yeah. Well, he's a foxhound.
Yeah, he does some good smelling.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
It's strange that he's such a fan of Star Trek all those years in the past.
Well, maybe he's a fan of Zelda. We don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And then he had Drunkard, Taster, Tippler, and Tipsy, which are black and tan coonhounds.
Jeez. Steven. I think he has a theme going on there with those names.
Yeah. There was a gift from King Charles III of Spain, which was an Andalusian donkey. No name. Then he had Snipe the Parrot, Nelson and Blueskin, which were horses, Cornwallis the Greyhound, and Samson Steady, Leonides, Traveler, and Magnolia Stallion. So,
Leonides?
Leonides? I don't know.
A lot of pets.
Lincoln also had quite a few here. Old Bob, the horse. That's a good name. Rutherford B. Hayes. Come on.
As a horse name? Wait,
Lincoln had a horse named Rutherford B. Hayes?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Seems strange.
Rutherford B. Hayes had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 12 dogs. So a lot of presidential animals. I never knew. And of course Teddy Roosevelt had the most. Him and Calvin Coolidge. So
yeah, Teddy Roosevelt would just walk outside and find an animal, call it his pet in the wilderness.
Even if it was a bear.
Yeah. He had 6 bears.
In more recent times, we get a normal amount of pets here.
1?
Yeah. Except for Donald Trump. Literally, he is the only person on this entire list of presidents who did not have a pet.
Perfectly normal.
Hey, he's just saving taxpayer money.
Yeah. We don't have to buy kitty litter.
Cut the spending.
Exactly. Fancy feast.
There's even 3 citations, no known pets. So
we really need that annotated.
Yeah. Well,
getting back to the bosses, we have after Tricky Dick, you have Donkey, which I guess that, I don't know my Republicans or Democrats, but Donkey is one of those.
Donkey is a political party, yes.
Yeah. And not much to say about that one.
Okay.
Next, you have Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, former president.
Yes, another one, yep.
He attacks you by smiling and his white teeth sparkle and the sparkles shoot out at you.
He should throw peanuts.
And when he dies, he turns into a giant peanut and explodes.
Oh, they got me. I spoke too soon.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
Got him.
Got me.
All right. Next, you have somebody named Oliver North. And he attacks you with a document shredder.
Do I know who that is?
And it shoots out paper shreddings at you.
As a history expert?
I'm not the history expert, but I did look this guy up because, you know, I wanted to get a little bit of background.
Right.
This is the guy, this is the army dude behind the Iran-Contra affair, where he bought and sold weapons between and behest and before Iran and the Sandinistas.
Huh. Okay.
Of Contra fame.
Mm. Yeah. The Contra affair.
And he shredded documents so that he could hide it.
Mm.
That's what that document shredder.
Yeah. And so he was convicted of, I guess, covering this up. So he was convicted. And since, you know, maybe I should make notes for this stuff, but I'm just going off the top of my head. But
this is perfect. We're educating people.
No, this is, if there's one thing we say about our show, it's education first.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment second.
I think entertainment education is like fifth or sixth.
So he got convicted of doing that bad stuff. Treason, I guess. Something like that.
A tiny bit.
And he was going to go to jail, but as part of him going to jail, they would have to release the documents, this hidden secret documents, to the public because it would be public record. So instead of releasing state secrets, they pardoned him.
What?
And he became a Fox News commentator.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. Fun times.
There's my history lesson. All right, so the next boss after him was... is a boss called Robot Ronald Reagan being remote controlled by a Nancy Reagan.
Huh, okay. That's some more biting commentary.
Yeah. I guess this has to be a boss that was put in later in the game.
Why?
Not really.
Well, isn't this a comment on his Alzheimer's?
Well, there's always the rumors.
That was a thing. For his last year or two in office, though. It wasn't
what, that his Nancy was pulling all the strings?
Yep.
Yeah, that Nancy was, like, signing bills and stuff. like that.
Ah, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a commentary on that. He was kind of out of it.
Nancy stands up on the top left in a balcony, remote controlling Ronnie Reagan. And you can't beat the bosses by taking out Ronnie. You have to jump up high and take out Nancy.
Mm, yeah, she's the real power.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to be clear, Todd, all of this is in the game. You're not making any of this up.
Correct, yes.
Okay, because like, if you were describing like a fever dream of a political satire game, like that's what you would be like. You would be making up stuff like this, but no, this is the actual game.
I wish I could be this creative to make these up. Hey guys, I'm no Politico head like you, all you bozos out there doing all your stuff, rocking the vote. You know,
yeah, doing all
that stuff.
I don't pay
attention to what's going on in America. I pay attention to what's going on in my own local land. I pay attention to what's important to me.
The Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah, so I don't know, you know. Like I said, this is all about education. We're educating each other.
And yourself.
And myself. So next, after Ronald Reagan, you have somebody that I think is supposedly Rush Limbaugh.
Mm.
And it doesn't, I mean, it kind of looks like him, but it's just like a kind of chubby guy that's balding. And he throws sticks and rocks at you.
Hmm.
No, sticks and stones.
And what I read was around this time, Rush Limbaugh was very pro deforestation, and that is the reason why.
Very strange relation, but sure.
Yeah, I couldn't find any information about who this is literally supposed to be. I didn't get this far. I've only seen a picture of him and a short little clip. Next one after Rush Limbaugh is an elephant who is the counterpart the donkey. Like, if you're an American, you're either a donkey or you're an elephant. There's nothing else.
Nothing else. It's your only
choice.
So
you got to take out once you take out donkey, you got to be bipartisan, take out that elephant.
Right.
Mm.
Reach across the aisle, smash that elephant.
Yeah. Mm. And then you'll find nothing changed. New boss, same as the old boss.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of which.
Wes, do we have more?
The last boss, final boss of the game.
Can I guess?
Take a guess.
Hillary.
Ooh. Good guess. Steve, do you have a guess? Or do you know?
I'm just going to go Bill Clinton.
Mm.
Bill Clinton himself.
Clinton.
Mel Clinton and Hillary Clinton. No, those are both wrong. It is Mr. George H.W. Bush.
Oh, of course.
And he attacks you by throwing broccoli at you.
Oh, his famous broccoli.
His most hated food.
Yes. His pro-broccoli agenda.
Wait, Sox's most hated food? Because you are Sox.
George H.W. Bush's most hated food is broccoli.
But why would he have it?
Because he's getting rid of it.
To throw it.
Babs put it on his plate and he doesn't want to eat it.
Babs.
He's tossing it under the table for the cat to eat up.
Okay.
All right, then.
But okay. Yeah, that's probably an obvious final boss that I should have guessed.
Mm.
What's weird is that it's not actually a terrorist or something as the final boss. Is this saying that George H.W. is behind this whole plot to steal the nuclear code?
That's a great point. He hired all these rats and burglars to get the nuclear codes. He's like, I miss them. I just want to hold them again. Maybe that was his goal.
Mm.
I want to be important. No new
just
taxes.
Like, it's just like Fallout 76. You can get nuclear codes in that game too.
Right.
Except in this game, you're trying to prevent a nuclear blast launch.
Right. Right.
So. Well. Yeah. That's the game.
What a thrilling list of bosses. Biting commentary. Almost like a Mad Magazine level spoofing going on.
I mean, so this actual game, it was, I don't know, it was okay. It wasn't, it's not awful. There are some clever little bits, but it is a hard game. So I honestly can't recommend it. Like, I don't know what you guys feel.
The novelty of it's interesting, but no, I would not recommend this.
No, this is one you can look at the cover, look at a screenshot, and you're like, okay, got it.
Although, there are some clever things. Like, you have 9 lives, which is basically 9, you get 9 hits. Get them back by eating fish, which are everywhere, so you're almost never in danger of dying. And then, when you pause the game, it says, paused, PAWSED, which is really the highlight of this game.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it says paused.
Yes. Yes, it does. Well, and so also,
that ends my commentary.
If you hold L or hold R, he also does stuff like he takes a nap and he licks himself. So
standard cat stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there is like fun little stuff like that. But it's just like, it's that, and Sox has some personality in this game, but it's quickly experienced. Like, it can't really carry a whole game. So.
Well.
You know.
If anything can carry a game, it's a presidential pet.
No, it does have, I do like, Sox has some fun little animations that he does. Like, if you get stunned by a photographer's flash bulb in one of the later stages, he kind of hobbles around dizzily. In the background of the title screens, he's dancing around. So it's got some cool little fun little animations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's also, I don't know if you boys have seen this one, Secret Hidden Stages, which are like little puzzles. Little trivia puzzles. It shows pictures of 3 presidents, and you have to arrange their term dates in the correct order.
Oh man, that is you're really learning as you play. This game teaches you so much,
like Bible adventures,
right? President adventures.
Mm.
So also I read that in the original prototype version of this game, before it was taken over and completed, there's some bug, and I think it was level 6, where you automatically die. So there's no way to get past level 6 in the original prototype.
Mm.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Well, I will say... So actually finding this game, if you want to buy it, you can go to second-dimension.com. It's currently retailing for $34.99. So
$34.99.
Yeah, it's a collector's item at this point.
Yeah.
I could not recommend paying that much for this.
No.
No, it's definitely...
A digital copy is like $20, I believe, and it's still not worth that.
Yeah, I can't even find where to buy that. So, you know.
Are they selling actual cartridges?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are producing SNES cards.
Oh, okay.
SNES.
I can see that.
So
That's why I'm saying it's a collector's item. It's one to put on your shelf when you're displaying your Super SNES on your shelf with all your game collections.
For all the ladies.
Yeah. And that's called pulling a Greenwell.
Mm.
Hey, ladies. Got the SNES over there. Got the 3DO over there.
Got the Jaguar in the middle.
I think I have mentioned before that someone did see that in my apartment once, the 3DO, and went, hey, what is that, a VCR? So, yeah, it's a talking point.
Yep. The music in this game is kind of okay, but...
Yeah, it's fine.
But, hey, guess what? It's by somebody that's made music... for multiple games we've played before. It's music by the Fat Man, George Sanger.
What else did he do?
He did the music for most. We talked about him most on the seventh guest episode.
Okay.
He did the music for that game. He also did Zombies Ate My Neighbors, and the NES version of Maniac Mansion, and the NES version of Home Alone.
Ooh. Those are some good ones. Those are some good jaunts.
Yeah. That's not bad.
I like that. Good job, Mr. What was it, Sanger?
Yeah, the fat man.
Oh, you know what? I remember reading that now. Yeah. He was called the fat man. I thought you were just being a dick. That's kind of a dick.
You thought he was just shaming an innocent sound designer.
This poor...
He's shaming himself.
Composer.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I should just touch briefly on where this game is now. Unsurprisingly, like every other Kickstarter project we've ever covered, there are plenty of complaints about late shipments on the project page for this game. It was delayed several times. However, it did seem to be better received than some of the other projects we've mentioned, like Shaq Fu 2.
Hmm. That's probably not hard.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't 5 years in development. But then again, it was also like a finished game, so it's probably just a matter of lining up a supply for Super Nintendo and making sure it actually worked. So,
I wonder how they make the cartridges. Do they just have to take like old existing ones and rip the guts out and put their own game inside? Like,
no, I think they just produce new carts now. Because the molds, I think there are companies that just do it. Like,
huh?
Yeah, because I mean, we've mentioned many times that Sega Genesis is still big in Brazil. So those I don't think have stopped since the 90s. Like there's new games being released and everything. But wow. As far as I know, there's like a hobby industry, and yeah, you can get like, you can't get like a new copy of Final Fantasy 3, but you can get like a brandy new game if you want to put it on a Super Nintendo cart. You can.
Yeah, so there's news about every 3 months of some new Sega Genesis game coming out, and when you look at it, it's like, wow, this looks like a Genesis game made with today's technology.
Yeah,
they all look pretty swell. I mean, much better than some of the Genesis classics we've played.
Yeah, although I do think I have mentioned Pier Solar, which is like an RPG game that came out on the Genesis like 2 or 3 years ago. And then it was ported to like PS4 and a bunch of other systems. And that's just an average Genesis RPG. But it was a completely new game and actually got a push. So,
and you did not like that one, as I recall.
It was decidedly below average. So, like it wasn't awful. And I played through it to the end, but it was just not especially well balanced. And it had by far the worst kind of like mini game I've ever seen in a game, where you had to like control the character as he slipped across some ice.
Ugh.
And it's like, who? I know. It's like, who thought this was a good idea? It'd be like if there was a platform minigame that revolved around bats or something. So, I don't know. It just felt like a game that just needed a little bit more tweaking. But anyways, I didn't have anything more to say about this one. I think it's time to move along to some of our regular features here. Huel, I don't know, is there even a manual for this one? Is there even?
Yeah. I searched high and low. Unfortunately, I could not find a manual for this game. It was never released. It was barely made playable for us.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if the NES production carts they're making now come with a manual, or is it probably just an insert, like a single page paper?
Something like that. So I did find a copy of the Star Report. I read that instead. And gotta say, that gets 5 out of 5 Mario 2s.
Sweet. What?
It's excellent. A lot of detail, a lot of smut. It's wonderful.
It's very raunchy.
Oh yeah. Highly recommended. Not a lot of pictures, but still giving it a 5 out of 5.
It's theater of the mind.
Mm. Yeah, you make your own pictures.
Well, let me do my regular segment.
Oh yeah, do that. Yes.
While somebody does something else. My regular segment is called the Herzog Gesundheit. And this one, socks the cat, rocks the hill. It's checking in at a Herzog Vier, which is a 4. So,
oh, okay. Oh.
It's not quite average. It's a little below average. It's difficult.
Yeah, probably.
The graphics are colorful, but one thing I will say is the sparse backgrounds in this one. Like the first stage
at a certain point you get to one of the stages in the later one where it's just like, you know that the programmers that finished out this game made all these assets at this point because it's just plain brown trees and crappy backgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point. The backgrounds are pretty terrible.
Oh yeah, yeah. And it just makes everything just kind of looks the same. And yeah, Todd, you're right. It feels like a game that was not quite finished. So it's, I don't know. The game itself is fine, but it's a little tricky, and like it's really not worth fighting through the difficult stages just to see like, oh, a humorous boss character. So, just Herzog Vier. So
fear. So it's like an F.
Herzog 2.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, 2 times Herzog 2.
Oh.
We get you Herzog
2. 2.5 times. No, 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. 2 times.
Two times.
Herzog 2.
There's the other one. Now it's a Herzog Fire.
There you go.
Well, Todd, I think it's time for your regular segment.
Sure, that segment is the DuckTales scale, which has 2 primary factors, as some may know and some may not know. It has 2 primary factors, number 1 being nostalgia. How much nostalgia do I have for this game we're talking about? Number 2, replayability. Would I ever pop this bad boy in on a evening where I'm sitting around drinking some brews? Nostalgia. No nostalgia. I just remember this from its notoriousness. I've seen the ads in my game pros. I've heard about it since it was announced. I've seen the screenshots in the magazines. But I had zero interest in ever playing it. And was not surprised when it was canceled and never came out. So I don't really have any nostalgia for it. I don't have any nostalgia for Socks, the cat, the actual cat himself either. So, replayability, never touching this again. I mean, it's a playable game. It's no Last Action Hero, which is unplayable.
Yes.
You can at least play this one. Now you can play it, now that it's completed. But, I do not want to pop this in my old SNES anytime soon. So I will combine those factors in and calculate Socks the Cat, Rockin' Heels, at a .04 duck tip.
Yeah!
Yes!
Huel.
Got him!
Did indeed guess it.
Got it.
That's number 3. I'm getting a plaque engraved tomorrow. Put next to the other ones.
Do you remember what the other 2 were?
I have them right here. It was the aforementioned Last Action Hero at .01. Because it's a game you can turn on and it works.
You can't turn it
on,
yes.
That was the requirement. And that makes me laugh so much. And a 7th guest, also aforementioned, at .31.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good guess right there. That 0.31.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Of course, it's a good guess. It was exactly right.
Yeah. Seventh guess is definitely the most impressive so far.
By definition, it is a good guess.
Well, what I mean by that is that seventh guess. I mean, you can tell it's not going as low as one those other two games. Those other two games, it kind of cuts off half of your challenge because it's all on the lower end automatically.
Yeah, Sox the Cat and Last Action Hero is more of a 1 out of 10 chance. It's like, what after the 0.0 am I guessing? But yeah, 7th Guess being the first one, I did go backwards. 7th Guess was the first one, I guess, correctly. That 0.31, that was a glorious day.
Which way should I go now?
Go now.
Go now.
Yes, that really saved the episode.
Yeah, we almost deleted this one.
We almost all fell asleep.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping for more from this one, but I don't know why.
Yeah, I thought it would be like dumber and there'd be more to make fun of, but like it's just so blah.
Right.
Yeah, it really.
I mean,
is.
You can see why they canceled this. It's just if it was almost finished, they could have at least sold it to another company to finish for them, even though this company's going under, they could have sold it to somebody to finish.
But they decided all the work already put into it. Yeah. Still didn't matter. Just get it out of here.
Mm-hmm. Just touching on two other points here. So Kaneko actually continued in Japan. It closed in the US in summer of 1994. Obviously, this game would be of even less interest to a Japanese audience.
No.
But they do like those Nekos.
Yes, that is their main thing in Japan, is they did some softcore pornography arcade games. So that kept them afloat for a couple of years, and then they went out of business in 2004. Actually, 2007, it looks, but they filed for bankruptcy in 2004 and then kind of slowly fizzled out the next couple of years. And the other thing is, Sox the Cat, he lived to a ripe old age of 20.
Holy hell.
Yes. So he was quite the cat. He outlasted the company that was making a game about him.
True.
Sox the Cat died in February 20th, 2009.
Hmm.
So he is died in Hollywood.
Just like all the other washed up stars.
Yeah, Hollywood, Maryland, though. So
okay.
Yeah, he was.
I wonder who would go to the animal retirement farm with Bobo the clown. What? Not Bobo the clown. Bobo the chimp. Right.
Oh, right.
Sure. The farm your parents told you existed.
But I mean, did he still live with one of them? Or?
No. Because he did not get along with the dog, when they moved out of the White House, they gave the cat to Clinton secretary Betty Curry. So.
Weird.
And then she killed him. 10 years later.
Apparently you had cancer, but
20 cancer.
Yeah, 20 is a good long run for a cat. So
it's a ripe old cat.
Yeah. Here's the Clintons' quotes about Buddy and Sox. According to Hillary Clinton, Sox despised Buddy from first sight, instantly and forever. Bill Clinton said, "I did better with the Palestinians and the Israelis than I've done with Sox and Buddy." So, I don't know. That sounds slightly offensive to the Palestinians and Israelis, but not such a good time for Buddy. But he died after 5 years. He apparently got hit by a car, as Wikipedia said that he was playfully chasing a contractor, which... I don't know how
this is
like
the Israeli-Palestine conflict.
It's quite the metaphor for it. Yes.
So many metaphors.
Yes. but yeah, that's all I got on Sox the Cat, and Sox the Cat rocks the hill. So, Todd, was there anything else you wanted to say about this game?
No.
No. Huel, how about you?
That's it. Let's please move on.
Please, let's never speak of this again. All right, it's time to move on to the email portion of the show. Todd, did you receive any emails?
Ooh, I did get an email. And this email is, the subject is this a good approach to making a Nintendo game-based movie?
Oh.
And they wrote, Dear YPB, so, I won't say what game but I played all of them growing up, and I really do want to do a movie. I'm worried about Nintendo saying no due to failed attempts to make Nintendo-based films before. My idea is to go ahead and have a full script of every scene of the movie and send it to Nintendo to see if they would be on board with it. Is this a good way to approach them with it? And that was from Quentin T. from Los Angeles.
Okay. What game? All of them?
He doesn't want to tell you which one it is because you might steal his idea. But he's saying he played pretty much all of them growing up, so it's one of them.
Okay. It's one of the games that he wants to make a movie out of.
Mm-hmm.
And he's asking us?
He's asking us if he should write a script. Maybe he should write a spec and send it out to Nintendo, see if they like it.
Well, don't send it to Nintendo. Send it to, like...
Well, he's asking, should he write it and send it to Nintendo to see if they would be on board?
Well, Nintendo's just going to take it. You gotta go to like the Weinsteins or something. Get that movie made.
Get that movie moolah. Nintendo doesn't make movies. They're not in the business of making movies.
Yeah, I don't know if he knows that. They make art of another kind.
When you play that Zelda, it's like you're in a movie.
You are the movie.
I, for one, am looking forward to the Ice Climbers origin movie from this young gentleman.
Right. Like, are they twins?
Are they twins? Are they lovers? Are they...
Never really clear.
Yeah.
Here's the twist. It's both.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Gets lonely up there.
Climbing that ice.
The Great White North.
Write
the scripts and just go get it made. That's my answer. Mm-hmm.
I think he's more worried about the licensing. Like he wants to use these characters. He wants to use the Ice Climbers, but Nintendo has their firm grasp on those IPs, those hot IPs.
Let's call them like the Snow Adventurers or something.
Yeah, the snow the snow uppers, yeah. Or snow going uppers.
Snow Mountaineers.
Yeah, just give it a, just give your characters unique names like Lario and Muigi.
Right.
Nobody will be the wiser. Well, Huel, did you get any mails this week?
I did get an email. And this is what it says. Dear YPB, sorry I missed your spoop week times. It's really been a busy time for me. Ever since renovations at the Wells Fargo Center awakened me from my lair, it's been a whirlwind tour of publicity and terror. Wow, what a few months it's been. Nothing brings me joy like scaring children and bags of meth. Luckily, Philadelphia has plenty of both. It really lets me forget about how terrible this team they make me watch is. I'm everywhere now, but I don't yet have my own video game. If you could put me in a video game, what would it be? And that's signed Gritty.
Oh, I had a feeling it was him.
No, you know, for all the non, let people know who this is. For all the non-sportos out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know who it is because of all the memes, the memery that's been going on.
Well, that's what I was hoping. Even if you're a non-sporto internet video game dork, you've probably seen a lot of Gritty memes out there. And he is the new terrifying, creepy mascot.
Yeah, he looks like
for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Like a reject from the Muppet Show.
Yeah. So, like a homeless Muppet is what most people call him.
Ah. What kind of game?
What could Gritty be? He's also a bit of a bad boy. Let's keep that in mind.
Yeah, he's got a little attitude, little sass.
Mean streak in him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's an obvious answer for Mutant League Hockey.
Oh, yes.
Something like that.
I was going to go with WWE.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Fit right in there.
Mm-hmm.
2K84 or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, speaking of mutants, he could be in the latest Fallout jam as a bad guy, a monster.
Oh, yeah, one of the enemies, like a main enemy, like a super mutant boss.
Yeah. I mean, Gritty
could be a guy that was in the Gritty costume, and he turned into a fiend.
Yeah, the bomb
they're called,
went off.
The ghouls, or whatever they're called.
Yeah, feral ghoul.
A feral ghoul, and he's just like an animal now, like a wandering the wastelands.
The suit was fused to him, and he can't get out of it.
Yeah, and the radiation and all the polyester they used to make the suit made it not degrade over time.
All the asbestos got to his brain. Yeah, that might not be bad. It'd be terrifying, which is what Gritty is.
I mean, Gritty is a bad boy, but he's also plucky, and you kind of like him. So
he's that charismatic bad boy. It's like he does dumb stuff, but yeah. At the end of the day, I mean, you gotta like him.
He's getting all the ladies.
Oh yeah, he has his own security detail. I don't know if you've seen pictures of that before. Pretty good.
I like it.
An answer I thought would come up: Smash Brothers.
Oh yeah. I mean that almost goes hand in hand with WWE because any good character you throw in one, you can throw in the other.
Well, it's like the default answer for what do you want to where do you want to see this guy in a video game? But I think it works.
I think so, yeah.
You got the t-shirt cannon, you got the belly busting move. You got a lot of different things.
Pull off some stuff with those ice skates.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
It's all there.
Mm.
Hopefully one day he'll make an appearance.
I mean, everyone else is in Smash Brothers at this point. You might as well throw Gritty in there. The hot rumor going around this week was that Geno and Geno from Super Mario RPG and one of the what is it, like Tactics Advance people was going to be in it, or Oscar. I don't even know.
Oscar.
Yeah,
Oscar the Grouch?
No, Oscar, maybe it's Front Mission or...
one of those tactical
Japanese
games.
Advance Wars, something like that.
Yeah.
Now, one of those characters was going to be in there, too.
Geno would be a good one for Smash because he's got... Hey, he's made of wood, first of all. And second of all, he can the tip of his finger folds down and a laser shoots out of it.
Mm. Oh. Why is him being made of wood a good deciding point in him being in Smash Brothers?
He can take a punch, I guess. You know.
Sure. I mean, at this point, they have like piranha plants in the game and stuff like that. So, I don't even know anymore, man.
I need to get that old Switch in that Smash.
It's coming soon.
Smash that Switch. So
I got my wife to agree to go for a Switch for Christmas for my own sweet ones.
Give it down.
Ooh.
Daddy's getting first hands on it though.
Mm. Did you get a verbal or nonverbal confirmation?
I got a It started as a verbal, now it's moved into nonverbal, which is weird, but I'm going to get it back to verbal by the time I go shopping.
Yeah, that'd be good. Okay.
Well, yeah. Maybe click through. We'll see. Anyways, Todd, did you get any asks this week?
We do have an ask, but, you know, hey, let's save it. We have so much hot, we're slinging so much hot tent today that let's save it for next week.
A lot of tent.
And besides, yeah, and I was going to say, we do have one more segment that we need to do that is going to take a little bit of time. And I think you know what it is, Todd.
Yeah, are we ready?
Yes.
So, folks, usually we have a game picked out we're going to play next week. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes there's nobody wants to come on the show, and we're desperate for a game to play. We have no opinions ourselves. We played all the ones we want to play. We're running out of games to play, so we need to choose. We need to make our decision to choose the fate of our destiny. So what's going to happen here is I have a coin, and I'm showing it to the other boys here. You can see on this coin.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
On one side, I've painted Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's face from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Great.
And on the other side of the coin, I've painted Brian from Quest 64.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I was hoping Socks the Cat, but I guess not.
No, he's Socks the Cat is wrapped around the outside edge of this coin.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. So I'm going to flip it, and this is going to determine whether we're going to play a good game or a bad game. So here it goes, flipping the coin. And it is a heads.
Which is?
Which is,
I mean, Mike Tyson. Were both. Okay,
sorry,
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. It's a heads, which is Mike Tyson's face.
I mean, they both had heads.
Yeah, yeah.
One was Brian's head, one was Mike's head. So I wasn't sure.
So we're gonna play us a good game, and so what I have here is the top 100.
We're due for one, so I'm happy.
Yeah, the top 100 games ranked on GameFAQs.com, taking out all the modern day classics like Stardew Valley and those kinds, the Fallouts.
Get
the classic games. These are the classic.
Get out.
Top 100 classic games. And they're aligned on this wheel. I have 100 slots on this wheel. And I'm going to spin it right now. And it is number 73, which is a little joint called... I don't know if we should play it.
What?
Let me check the date.
That's a weird name of the game.
It is too new for us to play. Sorry, folks. This one slipped through the cracks.
I thought you took out all the...
I did. This one slipped through the cracks. It was Metro Zero Mission, which came out in 2004. That is way past our cutoff.
Yeah, out of here.
That one, good game. People, check it out. Check it out.
Yeah, we already kind of did it. We played Metroid.
Yeah, we played
this
a Metroid.
A different one.
All right, here we go. No, spinning the wheel again.
Zero Mission's a remake of one.
So. I tore 73 off the wheel. I ripped it off. And I'm going to spin it again. And it is number 25, which is... Huel's going to hate this one.
Oh, boy.
25, that's way up there in the Game Facts rankings. What kind of game is it? It's an RPG. Released October 20th, 1998 for the old PlayStation.
Oh, no.
PlayStation 1 called Xenogears.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
This is bad. I should not have agreed to do this segment.
You got to trust the wheel. Hey, if you get that head, if you get that good coin, it's like a 50% chance it's an RPG.
At the mercy of the wheel.
If you get to the bad side of the coin, it's like a 99% chance it's a horrible platformer.
So it's around a 25% chance every time we play this game that we're going to hit an RPG. All right. I got to keep that in mind next time.
That's why I tried to extend this list further and add more. It used to be cut down to the top 50. Now I have the top 100.
With stuff we already did taken out.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Alrighty.
That was a journey we just went on.
Whew. But you got to respect that wheel.
Well, Todd, was there anything else you wanted to say before we signed off tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we already have our game set for next week, but I hope someday we are able to cover the unreleased PlayStation Sox the Cat 3D.
Mm.
Oh. Fuel, how about you?
Never play this game.
Yeah, that's a good words of wisdom. All right, now here's a snifferoo from next week's game, Xenogears.